Welcome to the Working Hands Podcast. I'm Tony of Woodland Iron, joined by Keith of Blackthorn Concepts. What's going on, man?
Not too much. All right. I'd like to start off by thanking Sabretooth. If you go to sabretooth.com and use code WH, you could save 10% and get yourself a whole assortment of power carving burrs and discs for all your power carving needs. I use them. You should too.
And I'll take a moment to thank Maritime Knife Supply, your one-stop shop for makers. Your home for abrasives, steel, tools, and more. Save on shipping by getting everything from one supplier. You can find them at maritimeknifesupply.com and .ca.
What is going on?
Not much, man. It's been a quiet week on the making front. A little bit busier week on the home projects that decided to rear their ugly heads front.
Oh, yeah? What happened?
Well, I hate to talk about the weather, but we had kind of a freeze-thaw-freeze thing kind of happen. And we got, I think it was like near 100 mils of rain, so it would be like 6 inches of rain, give or take.
Quite a bit of rain.
In February. So the ground's frozen and water has nowhere to go. So it decided to come in my basement again.
Oh.
So not as bad as the time before, but yeah, now some time this spring will be spent digging out a window well and then properly sealing it up, because I believe that it doesn't have, like, you know how they'll use the blue skin on windows sometimes to seal it up? Mm-hmm. It doesn't have that. It's just basically trimmed with pine. It's a cookie cutter window that's a certain size that he trimmed out to fit, and there's lots of gaps, and it's weatherproof, but not really like waterproof. Like, the trouble with this time of year is that the water has nowhere to go. It just kind of pools, and I need mm-hmm. to work on the grade in the backyard because of that. But so the water tends to pool in the window well and then fills up in that well to the point where it comes in that window. So that's what I got to deal with. I got to make it so it won't come in the window, and I got to make it so it won't build up in the window well. So I intend to dig the window well out completely and then kind of regrade everything around it to push everything further down the line. Because there's three windows along the length of the house, and that's the only window we've really had trouble with.
So it's a grading issue. It's not really.
Yeah, it's like, it's either we got to have everything go from the back of the house to the front, or leave it at the height it's at and push it to what comes in at the window goes to the back of the house in a way. But Trouble is, the back of the house is kind of the high point on the lot, so I need to grade everything towards the front. So It won't take much, but still a pain to deal with in the middle of February or end of February.
Yep.
But kind of put a damper on any woodworking this week and weekend.
Yeah. We had beautiful weather today, but other than that, it's been rainy and gross. But today was 65 for the beginning of March. That's
that's
uncanny. So I got some work done out in the shop, but I was able to like move the mower out and have some room to mess around. Got the old leaf blower out and blew out all the dust. You know, stupid stuff. I didn't actually do much. I made some shelves, some organizational shelves for some tools. So nothing fun and exciting. Just just tinkering.
Yeah, well, that's always needed.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, not too much. I got nowhere on my Make What You Fear again. I'll do something. I've been racking my brain because I don't think I'll be, as I've said before, I don't think I'll be far enough along in the pinstriping learning in 3 months to be able to submit that. But I do have a failure that I have still sitting in my shop, and I saw it today. And so I may revisit an old failed project.
Yeah, I got you.
See if I can't knock something out, but it's woodworking, so I don't know if that's.
It's a failed project. It's part of it.
Yeah, I was making these nightstands a while ago, and I screwed them all up, so they're two failures. I keep tucked up top. So there's a whole pile of white oak up there that's just failed and messed up. So I think I will revisit that and create these nightstands that I still haven't done.
That's good. I need a set of nightstands.
Oh, good. Good, good. So maybe I'll make four then.
No, I don't need. I don't.
I know
need
I can get two done by the end of the month. I don't know if I can get four done by the end of
the month. Yeah. Well, that's the thing. I got thinking about it just now. It's, well, we got, what, 4 weeks left for Make What You Fear. And then the weekend, like the week after we announce, like that weekend, is the Forge event. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah. So kind of put things into perspective for me, because I need to get some time out in the shop, because I need to kind of sharpen up the skills a little bit. It's been a while since I've really swung a hammer, so I gotta add some shop time into my Make What You Fear time. So but
yeah,
maybe I'll actually do something with all this time off that I have instead of watching TV.
yeah I should actually have some, like, a full weekend to myself next weekend, so I should be able to make some good progress if I can pick up the wood for this project one day this week. Then I should be able to knock it out. It's tough being a hobbyist, whatever, you know?
Yeah, but
trying to squeeze it around work schedules.
Yeah, it definitely is, but it's worth it in the end.
It's fun. Keeps my mind off work on the weekends, so that's for sure.
Yeah. I'm going to be real happy when I have a homemade table up in my living room. So I feel pretty good about the, like the other projects I've done. I did a mantle, and that's still there to this day. So I'm real happy with my woodworking projects so far. So it'd be nice to have another one. Although that one I think is going to get redone or finished out a little bit better than it was the first time, because now I have like the slab, like the router and all that. So I might try and get that done while I'm at this.
You better get it done before that bit has to be returned.
Yeah, I know. I don't want to. I'm already feeling him on borrowed time, so I should get it. Done. I don't want to hold up his equipment for longer than I need to. So it's nice to have things to borrow and to be loaned things. But yeah, I don't want to be the guy that's like 3 years later and here you go, here's your stuff back. Oh, I forgot I gave that to you. Oh, whoops.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I don't loan tools out much, but thankfully when I have, they don't, it's never been an issue. So
yeah, I'm on the same boat. I'm actually on the same boat. Like I have a lot of anxiety, I guess is the term. Like I don't like borrowing stuff either.
Oh, I hate borrowing stuff.
Like I don't know, something my mother always said something about, I can't remember exactly what she said, but there was always this overbearing or over theme that was like, yeah, don't borrow, we can manage, we can figure something, like, you know what I mean? That kind of thing.
Yeah.
But not to say I do appreciate, and I'm trying not to take too long with what the tools Nick did loan me, so.
Yeah, I just picked up one of my tools that I loaned out just Friday. Got to see one of the Make What You Fear entries in person.
I was going to say, that is that a first?
What?
Is that a first that we've seen a Make What You Fear entry in person? I don't know that I've seen one, maybe after the fact. But
I don't even know if after the fact I've seen it.
Yeah, I don't know.
I saw the start of one at a Hammer-In. Ed Johns went to a Hammer-In and he started those knives.
Right. I forgot about that. Yeah.
But I just saw it as bare steel, and then he went off to an anvil and worked, and I didn't see him for the rest of the day.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I don't think I've seen anybody's finished product like in the wild, like in hand.
I can't say that now because I have seen AJ's crib.
Yeah, then I guess that's what I'm getting at. I think that's the first we've got as a Make What You Fear project for seeing.
I'm trying to think if there's another one.
Yeah.
Did Ed have his knives at one of the events, like the finish knife? I don't know.
I don't remember. I'm trying to remember now, and I hope nobody's screaming at the radio like, "You saw mine, mother."
If you are, let us know. Yeah.
Yeah. If we did and we're forgetting, please let us know, but I think this is the first time we've really seen a finished product prior to judging.
Yeah. And there's a lot in this one that we probably would never see, you know? Like, we'll never see Joey's finished product.
What do you mean? You're not going to go to Texas just on a whim?
No,
probably not. Yeah.
I mean, maybe if he holds an event down there at that massive shop he's got, but no, yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. So let's hear about the finished crib then.
It's nice.
How do I know that was going to be the answer?
Well, I mean, it's very nice. Yeah. Yeah. I'm proud of AJ for doing it, but I don't want people to think, oh, just because he's a local guy, and he's not really that local. He's like 2 hours away from me, but it just worked out that he needed a tool, and in passing, he got it. And then I was able to pick it back up. Unrelated, but it was just one of those things. I could see it. It was the first time I had ever like hung out with him. I've seen him at Maker Camp, but
yeah, he's usually like a Saturday guy.
No, he's a Sunday guy because he doesn't swap.
Right.
But he's only there for a very short period of time. And he says hi to us when he drops off his swap item. And then that's all. That's the only interaction I've ever had with him in person. So
good dude.
Yeah. Yeah. I like AJ. But yeah. So I don't want anyone to think, oh, you know, he's local. Because I don't know who's going to win yet. Right. But if AJ winds up getting the vote, I don't want it to be like, oh, AJ, you know? So
no, there's definitely a lot of projects out there. Seeing some new ones, too. Let's see. Dean's got an interesting one.
I really like Dean's a lot.
Yeah, I haven't.
We didn't talk about it last week, so let's talk about it. Dean is, he's doing a home arcade. A home arcade system, but he's doing it very differently. I think he did the Raspberry Pi stuff. He's wiring up buttons and the joysticks and everything, but he's also building it into a Cobalt toolbox, which he's modifying to be able to fit everything, which is not something I would have thought of, but it is kind of cool.
Yeah, I saw the toolbox thing, but I guess I was missing part of it. I didn't realize it was an actual arcade that he was doing. That's really cool. I saw that he was doing the actuator. He had actuators that were going to push open drawers and things.
Yeah, I know the top is actuated. I don't know.
It was the top.
But his plan is to put the monitor in the top. So it's like a top toolbox of a mechanic's chest.
Right.
And then that'll be linear. Well, I'm trying to describe it for the listeners, Tony.
Yes.
And that
I'm saying right as in I'm agreeing.
Oh. And that'll be linear actuated to raise the top up with the screen. So then the screen will look at you. And then the drawers, he's modified them. I forget how right now, but he's modified the drawers. So the drawers open up and that's where your like red and white buttons are, and the joystick part will come out of the drawer.
Yeah, that makes more sense now. I see I'm really bad. I'll see stories or posts sometimes, and I'll watch them and then be like, oh, that's cool, and then totally forget what's what. So,
yeah, I think he mentioned cool. tonight, because we record on Sunday, in one of his stories that he had just wired it up and he's going to test it tomorrow to see if it works.
That's cool. I've always liked projects like that. Like, either like something like this where somebody's making their own, or like someone's taking an old one and like retooling it into a different cabinet or something like that. Like,
yeah, it's very atypical to use it's a cool and I know nothing about programming or anything like that. So it's pretty cool to see those people that can do that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a skill set that I'm envious of. That's for sure. Mainly because I don't have the attention span to dig into like electronics like that.
And then we had somebody else go back and actually tag us with their stuff.
Yes. Yes, we did.
Who's that?
That's JR. Let me make sure I get his name right before I say it.
I never know his account name. It's like Trace Woodworking or something.
Trace Studios Woodworking. It's T-R-E Studios Woodworking.
Trace Studio Woodworking.
Yeah.
But yeah, he renovated a bathroom. He built a laser enclosure for one of his lasers.
Yeah, so he's got two projects in.
We didn't mention him last week because he wasn't tagging us. If you haven't tagged us yet either, go back and tag us. If we're not tagged, we're not going to see it. So
yeah, so that was
that's not in the comment. That's a tag.
Yeah, so you have to tag the reel itself, not the caption underneath. It's the only way we can consistently get it in our feed so that we have it. So we have a nice list of what everything is.
Yeah.
So.
And yeah, I know that makes some of you angry that we're asking you to tag us, but it's just the easiest for us to be able to go back without having the weird things of comments disappearing. And if you just write us in the comment and hashtags sometimes show everything, sometimes don't. I know one time Tony and I were on looking at hashtags and we're looking at it and he saw stuff that I didn't and I saw stuff that he didn't. So. To cure that, we're just doing the tag thing, just to make sure that we definitely see it. So if we don't talk about you and you didn't tag us, that's why. Tag, tag, tag.
Yep, that's an important thing to do.
But for those of you who are just listening now and haven't been listening for the past 3 months or whatever, two months and a week, we're doing the Make What You Fear contest, which is to challenge yourself. You don't actually have to be afraid of it. That's just a catchy title, but to challenge yourself with a new process, a new medium, or to tackle a project you have failed at in the past. Do 5 posts. Tell us the story of why it's challenging to you in one of those 5 posts. And at the end, we will pick a winner. We have some phenomenal prizes for that. We have Rob DeMarco, who's making some prizes for it. We have housemade.us is putting in a prize pack. Our sponsors of Maritime Knife Supply and Sabretooth. We have Bow Shield T9 putting in a prize pack. We got Toto Boat putting in a prize pack. Who am I missing?
Maker Camp has graciously donated a silver pass, and Gnome Hammer Forge is doing a hammer set that he will ship out to whoever wins.
Yeah. While we're on the topic of Gnome Hammer, if you're a patron of ours, you're entered into his monthly giveaway. One of a patron of ours. I don't know if it's because of, is he a patron of ours? Yeah.
Yes, he is.
A patron of ours won this past month, which was announced today. So if you join our Patreon now, you can get him for next month. It was a beautiful hammer that he made and was given away to Austin Saunders of the High Caliber Craftsman Builds account. So that's very cool. But based on the other people around him, I don't know if it was from our list or not, but I'd be interested. But in the live, he showed the grouping around it. And I was like, oh, that looks like our patrons. So I don't know.
Yeah.
But
I don't keep track of the list that well. I
don't either. Austin, I just remember names that are popped up. But
is a friend of the show at the very least. So
yeah, a friend of the show. So you can win. Yeah, it's very cool. Each month is a different hammer. We find out towards the end of the month what he's making or made for us, because he has a couple in the background in the works. He fits them in between the production models that he makes. So,
yeah, I think he's working on the last 65 of the dog heads.
Nice.
I was talking to was it Jake of Metal Chef Customs?
Oh, yeah.
He got his and is very happy so far. Yeah, I know you got mine.
I've been smashing rocks with it out back. It's great.
Yeah, it's a great rock hammer.
the face of it's destroyed.
Yeah.
I've just been filing my name into the edges. Yeah, thanks. It's great. Love it.
Yeah. It's going to have, yeah, anyways.
I'm going to get thrown into the duck pond.
That duck pond is going to be really full one of these years. So I'm just going to snap, and then it's just going to be, people flying. Yeah, no, what I got from from Jake was he was very happy with the hammer. So it's good to hear. I'm happy that he's happy, and it makes me think that I'll be very happy with the. Not that I was worried. I was just kind of curious, hearing from another smith what his opinion of the hammer was. So it's good to hear.
Yeah.
Not just some crazy guy swinging a hammer in New Jersey.
You did say Jake, though, right? Some crazy guy swinging a hammer down in South Carolina.
No. Well, maybe.
You've met Jake. Did you see his mask?
He's a good guy.
People say that's his alter ego. I think that's just his ego.
That's like, just him?
That's just him, yeah. Yeah, he didn't make that for the Mark Adams thing. That's what he wears to the supermarket.
He's just sitting at home with that steel and leather mask on.
I'm kidding with you, Jake.
Yeah. No. You're on the list.
I am? Yeah. I probably am for other reasons, not this one.
No, we're good. Something I wanted to bring up, and this is to I'm actually happy to have some feedback and questions popped up on our Instagram here. Let me bring it up here short, just quickly. Send it to Keith so we'd have it, both have it. So on our latest post for the last show, Multicraft underscore tradesman, I believe his name is Josh, but I'll look at that here in a second, but I'll go through the comment first. So I find it funny that you say, and this is directed towards me, because I'm tagged in it. I find it funny that you say you work ultra precise on your own stuff and relaxed on other people's. I'm the complete opposite when I'm making stuff for other people, paid or unpaid. I'm super careful and attentive, but when it's something for me, the phrase good enough is often said. And I guess I want to clarify a little bit. And thank you for commenting.
Josh Kinneman is the tradesman.
Yes. He's on my list of weird reels. He's one of my guys. So for me, it's actually the paid and unpaid, I think, is the difference for me. If it was paid, it's the same level as what I would do for myself. If it's you're out there helping your buddy with beer, like for beer kind of thing, I'm kind of on the, you know, it's an exaggeration to say anything within an inch would be all right. But I mean, I'm definitely not going to be, but I'm not going to be as tight with it, but I'm also not as stressed about it. So I find when the stress level goes down, like the work is easier, and maybe that's why it seems like it's just, yeah, just it's not as stressful. So,
yeah, I could see that. I could see that.
But yeah, I mean, it's a joke to say like an inch, but it's at the same time, it's like I definitely want to be happy with what I see when I'm done. But I definitely do. I don't know. Sometimes I find it's just when I'm when I do something for somebody else that I'm like, as long as I'm helping and I'm not like, if I'm the only one doing the work, it's different, but. If I'm just helping somebody out, I find it easy too, because like, you know, if you're doing a deck, somebody gives you a measurement, you cut to that measurement, and then you don't stress about it because they gave you the measurement. You know what I mean? It's that kind of thing.
Yeah. Yep.
More so than if it's like you need, like I need to do the measurements, then go to the cut. Like it's less stressful. So I think the stress is what kind of changes it. Hopefully that kind of answers that question comment.
I think so,
in my own weird way,
but I get what you're saying. Yeah, if I call you up and say let's build a deck, you're gonna be like, oh, this is good enough, but when it's your deck, you want it perfect.
Yeah, and
you were hired by somebody to do it, not just a buddy. You're gonna do a better job than if you just come to your buddy's house.
Yeah, but at the same time, like when I show up to help a buddy, my intent is to not be the decision maker. So to me, that's a lot less stressful. So it's a lot easier.
Yeah. I don't know. The other thing I think is with the good enough comment, right? Let's say you're doing tile in your kitchen, and where your cutting board's going to be, just behind that, you have one tile that's off, right? Just and off right, level, just right a touch.
Where you're going to be looking all
right
the
right where
time.
You're going to be looking all the time. It's going to drive you insane because you know you put that in there. But if somebody else put it in there and it's off a touch, you may not notice it, right? And then it's just, oh, that's just what it is, right? Or you're, like, it's different, yeah, you know?
I find myself going through, like, the, what do they call it, the phases of, like, grief, like, anger, sadness, like, and then acceptance kind of thing. I kind of go through that with stuff like that sometimes. 'Cause we've had work done in the house, and honestly, it's all acceptable work, but then there's the odd thing that I see, like, I'll see a little wave in, like, the drywall, like, where it didn't feather out quite perfect, but it's like it's me seeing something in a very high amount of light at a certain angle, and if I'm standing at a different angle, you don't see it, and it's then it just becomes like I need to go on with my life and not worry about this little ripple on my ceiling.
Yeah,
there's a lot more things in the world that need to be stressed about than a wavy ceiling.
Yeah. Yeah, but it could drive you nuts after a while, which is weird, though, because, like, for me, if I make a table, right,
mm-hmm.
a workbench, whatever, the more it gets beat up and character it gets, it's like, oh, that's cool, you know? And obviously, I don't want somebody coming over and carving at it with a knife or anything. I just mean from wear and tear. Like, the older it gets, the cooler it gets. Like, old tables are awesome to me, right? But I don't like the fake stuff or just abusing the table to abuse it. But as it ages,
getting the chain out and then smashing it.
Yeah, I never liked that stuff. But like, yeah, I don't know. But like when it comes to like doing tile or a wall or something, and you just finish it and it's off.
That stuff you want, like aged tile, doesn't look good. It needs to be clean and.
Right.
And straight, and you know, yeah, I get what you're saying about the, because I have actually, my dining room table is one of those like faux beat up tables. It's my ex, she really liked it, so that's what we bought. But
well, now that you're into woodworking, you could just build a whole new dining table.
Oh, I don't want it's so big, like it's just such a big dining room table. It's one with the leaf in it and everything, and it's nice, but at the same time, like it's 10 years old now, and I've had to go through, and I had to put new screws in the chairs.
Yeah.
And I had, and then you know how, so there's the tabletop, and then there's the wood comes down off the side, but I don't know if it's a skirt or an apron, or it comes down and attaches to the legs, or like kind of
aprons. Yeah.
Yeah. So in one spot, the screws just like fell out of it. So I had to like go from like, I think they're like sixes. I had to go to eights and run them up through. And then that seems to have held, but just little things that like, I know if I'd had someone like build, like maybe at the time I didn't have the money to do it, but today I think I could either do it myself or find someone who's going to do it and would do it right. And like, sometimes I buy once, cry once is...
Nick, if you're listening, there's an opportunity here for you.
Yeah. So there's... Yeah, he'll just be like, here's what you need to go do it. Not give me the stuff,
maybe
but give me the idea.
Coin.
Yeah, so... the buy once, cry once is singing out to me now because like, I can see like the money spent over the years on like... multiple tables to do the same job because, you know, they don't last more than 4 or 5 years at a time. The bedroom set that I have right now is starting to get beat up. And that's because of the dogs, because that our Georgian gentleman, as we call him, is a wild child. So he's got the footboards all chewed up from when he's like jumping off of it. So it's, but then
the Georgia gentleman.
We call him the Georgian gentleman. Yep. Well, we call him a lot of things. He's the Georgian gentleman, the gremlin. He's the furry, because of course our dogs now have their own Instagram. The furry and the flight risk is what they're called.
Yeah.
And the flight risk is the old dog. The blind and deaf old dog. So
that's funny to me.
Well, it was funny the other day. I was on Clubhouse talking to Joey, and I said, because I just put these a doorbell camera in and a camera up on my shop, and I was talking to Joey, who's Steel Blade, and I was saying, one of these days, I said, I'm going to have a video of that dog taking off down the driveway and then me chasing after it. And no more than I said that, I took the dogs out, and that's exactly what happened. I didn't download the video, but it was there because I was cleaning up after one dog, and I let them go without leashes because they'll, well, other than the one that's deaf, the young guy will listen when I call. Like, his recall is really getting much, much better the longer we have him. So he stays right with me now. And then the old timer, he just decided, I'm going to the road. And there's a video of, like, because it's like 10 or 15 second snapshots, and you see the dog come out of the front off the front step and down the driveway, and then he stands there for a bit, and then I'm doing something else, and then it cuts, and then when the next clip starts, the dog is out of frame, and you see me turn, because I'm throwing a dog bag in the garbage, see me turn and start running down the driveway. Oh man, I was like, why did I jinx myself immediately? Like, I'm telling you, it was no more than an hour after I was talking to him about
what that would have made it funny is if you fell.
Yeah, well, that could happen because I occasionally wear flip-flops when I'm out there, so that would be that'd be painful.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. Old bugger. He's a good old dog, but he's stubborn, man. I'm going to be that stubborn when I'm old too, I'm sure. But
you're not stubborn now?
I don't think so. Maybe that shows that I am. I don't think I'm stubborn.
I don't know. I probably am. I am what I am. I am what I am.
I am what I am, but I'm not stubborn. No, that's not it. Oh man,
I'm not stubborn, but I know I'm not changing.
All right, well, speaking of stubborn, let's talk about some patrons here. We do have a new one this week as well, and we'll save him for last. So I'll go through the list here. We have Corey of Odyssey CNC.
Quitter.
Ooh, burn. Christy of Twisted Twine. Annette of 513 Woodworks. Full Steam Designs by Chris Powell.
Quitter.
Lillian Archer Photography. David Beckwith Makes. NB Wood Finery. And then our top tier, we have East Spoke Studios, Danelle Smith Christian, Brian Drennan, Lawrence of MaritimeNiceSupply.com, Adam of Uncle Sam Metalworks, Brian Housewort of Housemade.us and the Work For It podcast, Brad of Brad's Customs, David and Joanna at Wido Works, Chad of Chad's Custom Creations, Ryan of Gnomehammer Forge, David of DW Wood Builds, Matt of First Due Construction, Daniel and Drizzy, Andrew of Hatch Made It, and our new one this week is Jim of the Tradesman Channel.
Welcome Jim
aboard.
Thank you all.
Yes.
I know I joke about those other two, but they didn't really quit. They just put the thing on pause because they want to get their Make What You Fear done. And they figured they'd take off month of March so that they can knock out their Make What You Fear, and then they'll be back again in April. They're going to use that time to get their Make What You Fear projects in.
Is that what the Corey remembered, that that's happening? Unlike last year, where he's like, you only gave me a week.
I don't know. We'll find out. We'll find out. That's the rumor on the street. I don't know if it's true.
Yeah. Well, hopefully they come back at it because it's a fun podcast. So.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Speaking of another podcast that is the Oak and Steel podcast. We'll see if Matt over there, First Two, can actually get to Make What You Fear project. I doubt it. He's swamped, you know?
Yeah.
So, but Mike over there, he's going for it. So, I don't know what he's making yet, but he's going for it.
Yeah, looks like some sort of automated thing, but I can't quite tell yet.
So on their podcast, which is Oak and Steel, if you don't listen to them, go give it a go. It's good. They, Mike was talking about how he's like, I don't know if I should enter it because that's what I'm doing for my day job. And I'm like, I'm listening to him talk. And I'm like, what are you talking about, man? If you're a full-time maker, right? That's your day job, right? If you don't call yourself a quote unquote maker, right? If you just work and producing things. But now he's starting and developing this whole new product. Isn't that the same thing? Right?
Yeah, no, it is.
So I mean, don't let that stop you. You're starting something new, all that stuff. So if you're a different listener out there and you're like, oh, yeah, this is just what I do. You know, I make X, Y, and Z every day, but I want to make a new one. Just go for it. Go for it. What's the worst that happens? You don't win? So what? At least you got something done.
Yeah, use it as inspiration.
Yeah, just go for it. And Matt the Mustache, we'll see if he gets his done. He says he's not starting until the 30th.
That's his jam.
That's his jam. He's going to start mixing epoxy on the 30th, and I hope he's done on the 31st. It's going to be interesting. What he says he's making doesn't requires epoxy. So that'll be good.
Yeah, his epoxy troubles are well noted.
Only when it's a competition or he has a deadline. If he's just doing it for fun, it's fine. He does a lot of epoxy for a guy known as the Wooden Mustache.
Yeah, it's kind of weird, isn't it?
Yeah. But anyway, thank you to all the patrons. We greatly appreciate it. And as I mentioned earlier, so to be quick, the Gnome Hammer giveaway. If you're not a patron and you want to be in on the Gnome Hammer giveaway, just go to Patreon. And for the Working Hands podcast, there's a link in the podcatcher show notes. And become a patron today. All levels go in. So... we'd appreciate it. With that, I think we head on over to the after show. What do you say?
Sounds good, man.
It's a quick one this week, but I'm exhausted, so. Next week we have a guest, I believe. Tony has lined up a new guest, so.
Yep, we got guests lined up for a couple weeks, so be good.
Yeah, well, one of them we got to skip one just for the Make What You Fear announcement. But in the meantime, Stay tuned, rate and review the show. That would be huge for us on whatever podcatcher you have. If you have Apple, please go rate and review if you haven't already. And if you already have and somebody else in your family has an Apple, go rate and review on their account just to help us out. Share the show with all your friends. If you want to find Tony, he's at Woodland Iron. I'm at Blackthorn Concepts. Both of us can be found at Working Hands Podcast on Instagram or Working Hands 3 on TikTok. And if you want to send us any questions or inquiries, we have a Gmail, which is workinghandspodcast@gmail.com.
Yes. One other thing with the Spotify, there is a new feature. I think it just asks a simple question of how you enjoyed the show. But it's a great way to get in contact with us as well because it feeds it directly to us. So if you have a comment, question, concern, whatever, feel free to use that as well.
Yeah, should be fun. I think I can change that when I upload it, but I don't know.
Yeah, we can put a question in that. I noticed that Hatch Made It was using it with his podcast, and he's been changing the question. And it's when we upload, you can go in. As best I can tell, is you go in and you can change it. So we could customize it, but
I see something there, but I just go past it because I'm not on Spotify, so I don't know.
Yeah, no, it's something. Use it. I'm sure it's like anything else. Comments and things like that will help it push it to other people. So help us grow.
Yeah, if we grow, we can offer better things for everyone somehow, some way. I haven't figured that out yet, but when we do, we will offer it up. Trying to build a community here.
Yes, sir.
With that, I think we head on over to the after show.
Later.
Later.